Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Sunday Fun Day. It is week 16 in the NFL. Only one more week to go after this, and it's playoffs. It was a quick season this year. Crazy how fast it flies by. So, last week's picks, just had four of them. Went 3 out of 4. Couldn't get that fourth one, the Steelers. And the Steelers got beat bad enough where my teaser didn't even hit either. So, but 3 out of 4, can't complain too much about that. So this week, I have another 4 picks for Sunday's games. I will also, because there's 3 games on Saturday, do a little special 3 games Saturday parlay. So, let's start with the Saturday parlay, I guess, right? So, Saturday, we got Houston versus Tampa Bay. That's at Tampa Bay. We got Buffalo at New England and LA at San Francisco. And that's the order of the games. We got Houston, Tampa Bay is a 1 o'clock. Buffalo at New England's at 4:30. LA, San Francisco's the Saturday night game. So those games, my money line parlay, I'm doing Tampa Bay, New England, and San Francisco. So the money line on Tampa Bay is plus 125 because they are an underdog. I'm going with Tampa Bay to win that game against Houston. I think Tampa Bay can put up the points to be able to beat them. Houston's not playing that great. This is in Tampa too. So I'm taking Tampa. New England, I think they'll handle business at home against Buffalo, even though Buffalo's a good team. The problem I see there is Buffalo's offense against New England's defense. I don't know if they're going to be able to put up enough points to be able to beat New England. And San Francisco over the Rams. I like where San Francisco's going. They beat Atlanta. I mean, they lost to Atlanta, but I think they'll turn around at home. And they're going to get up for this LA game. LA's a good team, but they got blown out too. So I like San Francisco here at home. So that's my 3-game money line parlay for the Saturday games. Tampa, New England, San Francisco. All right, so now Sunday's games. We got Baltimore at Cleveland. Baltimore minus 10. I think this is going to be a blowout. Cleveland is falling apart here. So Baltimore will beat Cleveland handily here. I know Cleveland already beat Baltimore, but that was earlier in the year. And honestly, Baltimore's on a roll. I don't think they're going to be stopped. So I'm taking Baltimore minus the 10 points. Giants getting 2.5 at Washington. Eli probably will be starting this game. I know he's obviously not that great still. But going up against Washington, I think he can have a good game. So I like them getting the 2.5 there. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going Giants getting 2.5 at Washington. Next game is Jacksonville at the hot Atlanta Falcons. Man, they looked pretty good last week and ended up winning that game in San Francisco, which they almost lost because of the refs there. But Jacksonville, I think, is a much better team with Minshew at quarterback. And they're getting 7 against Atlanta. I could see that being a close game. Jacksonville maybe even winning. So I'm taking Jacksonville plus the points, 7 there. The last game I'm doing is Sunday night, KC at Chicago. Kansas City's losing 5. I know it's at Chicago. Chicago's defense is good, but 5 points, I think Kansas City's going to be able to beat Chicago by more than 5 points. So give me KC minus the 5. I'm taking all four of those games on a straight bet, and I'm leaning heavy on Baltimore minus 10. So I'm also going to parlay those 3 games and tease 4 games. Sorry. I'm going to parlay those 4 games and also tease those 4 games. That's going to give me Kansas City getting 1, Baltimore minus 4, Giants plus 8.5 and Jacksonville plus 13. So those are my picks here for week 16 of the NFL. That is, we have one more week left. After next week, I'm going to have to think about if I'm going to be doing a couple more episodes for the playoffs here, get some picks in. So that's this week's picks, everyone. Hope you had a good week last week, and you can keep it up here. Hopefully, I can give you some decent advice with these picks. Have a good weekend with football. We got it Saturday and Sunday. No Thursday night game this week. A little bit of a bummer, but we got three games on Saturday and a full Sunday. So good luck for everyone who's betting over the weekend. And I will be back for the final NFL Sunday of the year next week. All right, I'll see you then.